Almost exactly 6 years after the theft that landed him in federal prison, and three after the unique judicial opinion that kept him there, Charles Allen has published a book. Trust him to leave out the best parts. Allen was one of a quartet of college-aged adolescents, raised in a central Kentucky cocoon of entitlement, parental permissiveness, and Sony PlayStation, that decided major theft was the most direct path to Lexus ownership. Taking their cues from Ocean's 11 and various Quentin Tarantino movies, the boys planned to raid the special collections at a small private college in Lexington. According to an orientation tour one of the boys took during his freshman year, some of the rare books there were worth millions. After months of preparation, including purchase of an 8,000-volt Black Cobra stun pin intended to incapacitate the rare book librarian, a small woman in her 50s, the boys put their daylight raid into effect in December 2004. It was hardly a Thomas Crown affair. Despite their so-called planning, the boys were unable to find a fire exit they'd counted on, were confused by the array of buttons in an elevator serving a three-story building, and were entirely taken by surprise at the size and shapes of the books they were stealing. They dropped so many on their way out the door that a defense attorney plausibly argued they hadn't actually stolen several million dollars worth of loot they had been charged with. The getaway was not a whole lot better. The boys arrived in full sprint at their escape vehicle, Allen's mother's Dodge Caravan, only a few steps ahead of a pursuing librarian. Let that image sink in for a moment. Allen, the panicked driver, then promptly dropped the two guys with the books off in what they considered a rough part of town. Abandoned and feeling threatened by men local to that area, the two boys, laden with stolen books, tried to flag down a police car. It will come as a surprise to no one that the boys were in federal custody soon thereafter and eventually sentenced to 7 years in prison. The only thing that didn't go the prosecution's way during the sentencing process was a ruling on the monetary value of the stolen books. The judge agreed with the defense that the books dropped inside the library could not be considered stolen. The difference in value was significant, amounting to about 2 years of jail time, but it was not a point the government was going to appeal. But then the defense decided to appeal the sentence on other grounds, including whether the stun pin they used on the librarian was a dangerous weapon, and the prosecution, which was going to have to argue anyway, appealed the issue of the left-behind books. Judge Alice Batchelder, writing for the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled against the boys on each of their appeals. Then it was time to address the government's issue. If rare books are taken violently from their cabinet, in the room in which that cabinet is housed, but left in the library, have they actually been taken? It's a question almost worthy of Solomon. At what point is a stolen item stolen? The two boys carrying the books abandoned six of them at different stages of the theft. They left two volumes of John James Audubon's Birds of North America on a bedsheet they brought to the rare book room to help carry them. They dropped two other cumbersome volumes of Birds, along with two volumes of Audubon's Quadrupeds, in a stairwell just steps from the exit. The district court judge felt that these books remained within, quote, the zone of control of the library, and therefore did not count as losses to be tallied in sentencing. But Judge Batchelder disagreed, overturning the lower court's ruling and ordering the boys resentenced as if they had successfully stolen all the Audubon books. She wrote, just because they did not cross the library threshold with these objects does not mean they had not taken them. A thief takes a book when he, quote, exercises dominion or control over it. At some point, the boys exercised dominion and control over each of the objects they decided to leave behind, as evidenced by the fact that they decided to leave them behind. Deciding to leave Charles Allen's self-serving book behind is what I hope a great mass of the buying public will do, too. I'm Travis McDade.